In transy tombs like this one at Canterbury Cathedral, you got remembered twice over. They were double-decker affairs. In the top deck, you were seen very much in the guise the world expected, as a knight in armour or a bishop in full episcopal rig. In the lower deck, though, they were a naked skeleton, the flesh fallen away from the bone. Now, the mindset that produced the transy tomb is a kind of reverse envy, a determination to fall behind the Joneses, to bow to no one in your painful awareness that however grand you were, pretty soon you were going to be reduced to a heap of dust and maggots. The idea was to contrast, as shockingly as possible, two sorts of self-consciousness. On the one hand, the way we should like to be remembered, dying in splendor and piety, and on the other hand, the way we really are, pathetic in our cadaverous mortality.
"I was pauper born," reads the inscription on Archbishop Chicherley's tomb. "Then to primate raised. Now I'm cut down and served up for worms. Behold my grave."